of dam nefesh, of providing what has to go of the dam, means the dam ha-nefesh, the dam that comes out where the oif dies from, and that dam has to go mechut ha-sikra lamato, on the bottom part of the chut ha-sikra. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on next slide. You were holding Daf Samech Dalet Omer Aleph on top. Again, the last Gemara just was that we answered Pshan, the Mishnah was, the Mora said, Hachikama, that Milka B'chol Mokom B'Mizbeach Shera, the Malika B'chat T'soif, any place you make it on the Mizbeach or in the Azara, it's kosher. Mitzadama, the end of the Hazois, then you make a Mitzah, means you squash the neck against the Mizbeach, that's kosher B'chol Mokom B'Mizbeach. Any place the Mizbeach is kosher. Why? Because the Chalal is Shemhiza v'le mitzik shera, the top of the Samach Dalad. Because the law is, if you only make hazor, you just sprinkle the dam from the chat seif, and you don't make the last mitzvah, you don't squeeze it, it's also kshera. Therefore, any place you do it, it's kosher. But what's likuvar is, u'bulvad, sheyite mechut ha-sikra l'mata midam ha-nefesh. But the ikar hazor, the ikar sprinkling of the dam, of the chat seif, has to be, al-koponis likuvar, has to be, on the bottom half of the Mizbech, it has to be Mechut HaSikra L'mata, and it has to be Midam HaNefesh, and not from the other Dam. See, even though the Mishnah says it has to be Dremis Keren, Dremis Marovis, Mashma, that's not Likuva. What Likuva is, the Yikar is, it has to be L'mata Mechut HaSikra. Senechlami, the Mitzvah HaDam should be any place, even L'mala, but the Hazoyis HaDam, that's the Yikar's Rika of the Chat HaSeif, that Pedavka has to be for chut ha-sikra ulamata. Then the Mishnah says that shloisha devorim, three special things were done lamata on this chut on the keren shremis marovis. So chat esayv, that you have to have a chat esayv for the yamorim. We proved it from before. That's the only way you mekayim to pesach and lefnei Hashem hagoshes. How do we know when you make hagosh of the mincha, it has to be brought to this keren, to this corner of the dremis marovis? It also says here, it says Vegisha al Pnei HaMizbeach. It also says you should make a gosho to the face of the Mizbeach, which is the dorm side. And Rashi says, like Gudashin and Leah, like Gudashin before, the Karen Marovis Dremis Koi is going on the Karen, the corner of the Mariv Marovis Dremis. So that's how the gosho also has to be over there. Shiuri Hadam, how do we know the Shiraim of the Dam, that there's a mitzvah to put it on the side of the Mizbeach? It has to be on the Dorim Marv side. The Yassiv, it says, V'yaz kol dam ha'par yishpoich el yisayt ha'mizbeach. So Rashi says, el yisayt ha'mizbeach means v'amrinam. We already said before, V'yaz ha'mekoymam, that yilmad yuridosam in ha'keves v'chates ha'chitzoynas mitziyosam in ha'echol v'samach loy. Just like when you're coming out from ha'echol, it has to be v'samach loy on Marv side. Therefore here, it means yisayt jerami. The kids are the makom where to make the shvichas asherayim should really be on the dorm on the south side, but there's no yisoid there. Elo ama achas, only one ama bekerem marovish remis on the corner of the marovish remis. Kedir minon oichol bedorim ama achas. The kids, it has to be on the dorm side, and there's only one ama there of the yisoid by the keren remis marovis. So that's how I know the shvichas asherayim has to be done at this corner. Then the Mishnah said, Milmala, on the top part of this corner, was also three special things, was the Nisach HaMayim, the Hayayin, the Yer LeSoif, Kishirabah B'Mizrach. Even though the Yikah Mokum to do the other Soif was on the east side, when it got too crowded there, you're allowed to come over to the south, southwest corner. My time, what's the reason? How do we know this? So Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Mipnei Shekroivo, Mi Beis Hadeshin, it's close from the Beis Hadeshin. Rashi says, Mokem Shenoisnim Shom Bechol Boiker Trumas Hadeshin. That's what used to put every morning, the Trumas Hadeshin. Shekosaboy, it says there, Vesomoy Eitzlam Zvech. Vuvim is Rochoy Shokevis. That was on the east side of the Kevis. Oksiv Gabi Moro Venoitz, it says, Vishla Voisa, Itzlam is there Kedmo, Al Mokam Adeshin, Karamaisi Mishta Mesech Tamid, to Mizrach Meshakevet, who, Vaino Karen Dremis Marovis, was on the east side, which was really the Karen Dremis Mizrachis. So the Kitzur, Yechon is explaining how does the Mishnah know to say that the Ikum Mokam of Noel HaSoif was on the Mizrach side. Just if it's too crowded there, you can go to the Karen Dremis Marovis. But the Ikum Mokam was on Mizrach. So how do we know? So Rashi says, because it says, it was a Kriva Mi Beis Hadeshin, and by the Noel HaSoif, there was also, first it says, the Gabi Marov Noitzor, he's supposed to throw the Meiror on the east side of the Kevis. So at the same place where the Mokam Adeshin was. So that's where the Oyla Saif was done, on the east side. Of course, on the Oyla Saif has this Meiror you have to throw there, like we'll see later. The crop with its feathers there. Omer Reb Yechanan Rechanan says, Bor Urei, come and see. Kama Godo Koichen Shokanim. How strong the Kanim were. Like the lightest part of the bird is the crop with its feathers over there. That's the lightest part of the bird, and therefore it's hard to throw it. Now, sometimes the crane had to throw this, the crop, with its feathers more than 30 amos, so it's very hard to do it. Since it's such a light thing, it's very hard to throw it. Rashi says, Kishiraba b'mizrach, when it was crowded on the east side, Venatas Bekerim Arovas Jeroimus, it was done instead by the Kerim Arovas Jeroimus, so they had to throw it more than 30 Amos. The Tanan, we learned like this, that, not the Mesech the Tamid, that the one there was Zeicha, to do the Truma Sadeshin, so what did he do? So it says, Notal Machto, he took a shovel, Shokesef of silver, Fiyola Lerosha Mazbech, and he went to the top of the Mazbech. He like set aside, pushed aside the coals on the side. And he took a shovel full of the red hot coals inside, the ones that were eaten up very good. And he went down with it, with this shovel full of the coals. So now, when he came down, he came down to the Ritzpah, Rashi says, that means the Seif HaKevis. To the bottom part of the kevis, it came down to the floor. Now, Machse Ponov Kalfei Tzofen, he turned his face towards the north side. For Eilich LeMizrachish HaKevis, while he was walking along the east side of the plank, Kieser Amis, he was walking like 10 Amis from the place where it ended, where the kevis ended. In other words, he was 10 Amis away from where the end ended. So Rashi says, really, it's 22 amos away from the top of the Mizbeach. So, Tzavres HaKecholo Magabi Aritzpo, Rochot Min HaKevis, Shlosh HaTfachim. He would like sprinkle the coals there on the side of the Kevis, three Tfachim away from the Kevis, three Tfachim away from the plank. Mokim Shenoisnim Mayruah V'noitza. That's the same place we used to put the crop of the Korban Oilam, Oilam Saif, with its feathers. Vedish Mizbech HaPnimi. That's also it took off from the Mizbech HaPnim. They put the Deshin also in the same place. Viha Menorah. And the Menorah also. So Gemara asked the question, Hani Tfei Mitlosin Lechad Heaven. The Chur was more than 31 Amos that the crane had to throw the Meirah with its Neitzor. So my answer is, Mokam Gavri Lechoshiv. It does not count the Amma, does not count the Yama that the crane himself stood by. So now, how do we have these 30 yamas? So Rashi explains, really, Alma Rashi says, Hosam Heve, Rashi says, Hosam Heve, Beis Hadeshin. Now, Kishoisa Oila Saif, the Karen Marovish Jeroimus, when he would do the Karen, when he would do the Oila Saif, when it was too crowded on the Mizrach, he would have to do it on the top by the Marovish Jeroimus, so he'd have to throw it along the whole diagonal of the Mizbeach. The Alaskan Rashi says of Chov Beis by Chov Beis, of 22 by 22, Shumidor Mutsofen. So you have to throw it so far, it comes out to be 30 Yamas. So Kitzes, the Gemara says that the Kahanim are very strong, they were able to throw this simple crop with this feather, sometimes they had to throw it more than 30, exactly around 30 Yamas. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Olam LeMizbech, Whoever goes up to the Mizbeach, you usually always make a right turn and go around. My timer. What's the reason why the Sefer the Mishnah says Chutz Menel L'Shloisha Devorim Elu, including these last three things we had, which was the Nisach HaYayin and the Nisach HaMayim and the Oil HaSeif, that there they used to go up the left side and come down backwards. So the question is, my time, how come they went up the left side? Rabbi Yechna Nisachim, by the Nisachim, by the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayin, Shem Yisasenu. We're afraid maybe it gets full of smoke. We don't want it to become full of smoke. Therefore, we go straight to the Karen Marod, Remus Marovis, to make the Nisach. Not to have to walk all the way around. Maybe it gets full of the smoke. Rashi says, with Kaimla, we learn the Gemara Menachis, that Yayin Mushin Posel, if you have smoked wine, it's possible for the Mizbeach. So if you have to go straight on the left side. Now, what's the reason? Also, Shema Tomus V'yoshin. Maybe the bird will die from the smoke of the Mizbeach. So if we don't go up on the right side and go all the way around, but rather you make a left turn and go straight to the corner of Dremis Marovis. Well, Reminu, I have a question. It says, Boloi Lahakiv Es Mizbeach. When you want to go around the Mizbeach, Rashi said, there's a Mishnah in the Sechel Tamid. Kabi Koyin Godol. Sheina Kosher. Sheina Kishah Kanim. It's not like the other Kanim. Lischas Apiyas Lavoida. Achas. Eloivit Vagrema. Bechol Chetzai. A Koyin Godol could do whatever he wants. So it says over there that it says, Boloi Lahakiv Es Mizbeach. If the Kohen Gadol is going around the Mizbeach, Mi'ein Hu Maskel, where does he start to do the Avodah? So it says, Mikeren Drei Misrochis. He starts by the corner, the Dorim, the south, east side. Then he goes to Misrochis Tzvainis, the east, north south. Then Tzvainis Maravis, the north, west side. And then Maravis Dreimis. V'noisun lo Yayin l'Nesach. And then he pours the Yayin for Nesach. So you see, even when he's going to do the Nisach HaYayin, also he has to go around the Mizbeach the right way. So we're not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says here, by the Nisach HaYayin, you could do it even the left way. So Rabbi Yechon says, HaKofo Beregel.